This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Guy Raz. Habitat for Humanity dedicated its 500,000th home today. The milestone comes as demand for affordable housing is as high as ever, both in the U.S. and overseas. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Rob Manning reports that Habitat has been on a buying spree in the Pacific Northwest, snapping up land for houses.
About a dozen people are drilling, hammering, and sawing on a small crop of new houses just east of Portland, Oregon. But this isn't a salaried construction crew. Most are volunteers, like out-of-work energy technician Courtney Brenner.
You get idle hands, you don't know what to do yourself, and so I thought I'd get back to the community and start working and meeting good people.
For months, no one worked on this lot. The developer had run out of money partway through building a subdivision. The bank foreclosed. Then Habitat for Humanity's Portland chapter bought it. Steve Messinetti is the local director.
These are eight lots that we're building eight homes on. It's two fourplexes that'll be two and three bedroom homes that are about 1,100 square feet.
Habitat for Humanity helps low-income people afford homes. It relies on volunteers to do most of the work, including the buyers themselves. The nonprofit provides zero-interest financing, with monthly payments capped at 30% of the buyer's income. Messinetti says for years, Portland Habitat's biggest obstacle was the high price of land, until 2 years ago.
When we buy a lot like this for less than $30,000 that's fully developed, meaning the utilities and infrastructure is already in, essentially the land's free because it costs that much just to do that work.
At the same time, Messinetti says more and more people were calling his office in need of low-cost housing. Now, Messinetti and his counterparts across the country are raising money and buying land as quickly as they can. In Portland, Habitat is now one of the area's biggest home builders. It's close to accumulating 150 housing lots, or 5 years' worth of land.
I think that window's drawing to a close.
Tom Scar is a for-profit residential builder in the Portland area. He says Habitat is running out of opportunities.
We didn't have that much vacant inventory here. And there are large national home builders now coming into town. And those guys are also in here buying lots.
Scar says the presence of national builders doesn't mean another housing boom. He says construction may wait until prices go up, and that may take a while. The stalled economy is also helping buyers who won't ever put homes on their land. A few years ago, Portland area voters approved millions of dollars to buy land for future parks from willing sellers. Given the housing market, sellers are more willing. The Metro Region's Natural Areas Director, Kathleen Brennan Hunter, says that's the story with a 1,000-acre forest her agency bought last year.
That property owner probably would have proceeded with development. I think our timing was good in the sense that we were able to offer a good value.
In the end, Brennan Hunter's agency and Habitat for Humanity have two things in common. They can appeal to the civic values of Portlanders, and just as importantly, at a time when loans can be hard to find, they deal in cash. For NPR News, I'm Rob Manning in Portland.